The Metropolitan Correctional Centre is an imposing building in Lower Manhattan. It's not the tallest, at only 12 stories high, and it barely sticks out on the New York skyline. But what it lacks in size, it adequately makes up for in stature. It's been the holding facility for some of America's most notorious criminals: Mexican drug lord El Chapo, mafia crime boss John Gotti, and alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. But its inner workings are now being questioned after Epstein was found unresponsive in his cell on Saturday morning. The autopsy results are still pending, but it's believed he committed suicide. It's now been revealed that on the night he died, one of his two guards was not a fully trained correctional officer, and neither guard had checked on Epstein for several hours, according to the New York Times. Also under scrutiny, why Epstein was not on suicide watch, despite an apparent suicide attempt just weeks earlier. That attempt should have triggered additional security measures, including the stipulation that guards check on him every 30 minutes and that he have a cellmate. Attorney General William Barr says investigations are ongoing to find out the exact circumstances of Epstein's death.
I was appalled and frankly angry to learn of the MCC's failure to adequately secure this prisoner. We are now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation.
In a statement, the president of the Prison Guards Union, Eric Young, said dangerous conditions had been created at the prison as a result of a hiring freeze by the Trump administration. Thousands of vacant positions had led, he said, to understaffing and mandatory overtime. He suggested the guards at the prison were overstretched and overworked. All of that is now part of the separate investigations being led by the FBI and Justice Department. Away from the US, federal agents have also been spotted at Epstein's property in the Virgin Islands. And Attorney General William Barr made it clear that despite Epstein's death, other investigations were still underway into his alleged activities and his potential accomplices.
But let me assure you that this case will continue on against anyone who was complicit with Epstein. Any co-conspirators should not rest easy. The victims deserve justice, and they will get it.
Under the spotlight is British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell, daughter of the newspaper mogul Robert Maxwell. Investigators believe she and several others helped recruit the underage girls that Epstein had sex with, but her whereabouts are unknown. His victims, who've expressed their anger that Epstein won't get his day in court, are also pursuing civil lawsuits, aiming to receive compensation from his multi-million dollar estate. Meanwhile, conspiracy theories continue, including one endorsed by the US President Donald Trump. He retweeted the claim that former President Bill Clinton, who had connections to Epstein, ordered his death to silence the financier because he had information on Clinton. Clinton's spokesman commented by saying the claim was ridiculous and, of course, not true. Epstein had been due to stand trial next summer and faced a possible sentence of 45 years in prison. I'm Nick Harper in New York.